Good morning, good morning. This is Dr. Lena, and you are tuning in to the WAC podcast. And it's a great morning, Monday morning, that is. And I hope you guys are starting your week off pumped. I know Mondays can be really hard, but just think of it as it's a fresh new start. And you get to kind of start all over and ask yourself, you know, what do I want to get accomplished, you know, today or this week? And write it down if you have to. I mean, I do sometimes. It really helps kind of narrow down my goals of the week or even the day. And it just centers me to get things done. But I was thinking, because in my previous podcast, I've mentioned how I want to be in touch daily. So that could be hard sometimes, and sometimes that's easy. But nonetheless, I want to speak to our WAC listeners on a daily basis so you guys get a dose of us. And I wasn't exactly sure what I wanted the theme for today to be, but I did want to kind of be a little bit spontaneous and just see what comes up for me. I should mention that today's podcast will continue after 6. We're meeting with the team. Some of the team members, and we're probably going to do a podcast. I'm not exactly sure what the girls want to talk about today, but we're definitely going to see what is going to spark interest and kind of let it just magically and organically surface, and we'll make sure to get that recorded and posted on our WAC podcast. But before that, I just wanted to check in, and, you know, as I'm drinking my Starbucks coffee, feeling pumped, I just wanted to, you know, touch base and just, I don't know, like, I guess what keeps coming up for me today specifically is the word gravitation. Maybe that'll be today's theme. Like, gravitate towards positivity. Yeah, I'm letting that sink in. It's so easy for us to get distracted and want people's approval that we're not checking in with ourselves to see if, you know, being in that particular relationship, and I'm not talking just romantic, I'm talking like any type of dynamic that involves one or more person. I mean, not one person, but like more than a person. Like, gravitate to encouragement, gravitate to positivity. I mean, this world can easily gravitate to negativity. I mean, it's so easy to talk behind people's back. It's so easy to give people the cold shoulder. It's so easy to dismiss people who are trying to make a difference. But I'm here to remind you that there is so many people in this world. I mean, gosh, there's been so many times in my life where I'm like, yep, I'm not going to make it through life because I lost my best friends. You know, they're shady, or, you know, they don't have good intentions towards me. And I thought that the world was going to end. I think this is especially when you're in like high school, or you get out of high school, you're fresh in college. I mean, that happened to me. I had like a bunch of friends and I just kept progressing and growing. And, you know, they didn't necessarily have the best interest for me. I mean, and I can say that because they're not in my life right now. And, you know, they weren't applauding my work. And this kind of ties into a little bit about what me and Bianca were talking about yesterday, which was regarding like competition. Like, I still don't understand the significance of that. There's plenty of room on this earth and definitely plenty of room in the social media world to show your creativity in any field. So to kick someone down in order to progress, I honestly don't even understand that. I don't get why people only approach you when they need something, yet, you know, when you needed them, they turn their backs on you. And I think that kind of makes me now want to talk about like the idea of kind of being underestimated, because it's funny, like a lot of people that kind of didn't support me with the Women's Advocacy Club, or didn't acknowledge me or wanted nothing to do with my passion and my desires and what the organization was all about, you know, start seeing the progress that we're making, and then all of a sudden they come around. And I think that's what I wanted to address. Like, don't be fooled by these types of people around you. Like, you want consistency. You want people around you who are there for you during the good and the bad. It is so sad how many people have tried to get closer to me now that I'm done with my doctoral, yet when I wasn't, they wouldn't give me the time of day. It was like, well, you're not a doctor, or, you know, you're stressed out, or you're going through a tough time, I don't want to be around you, kind of a thing. And it's just crazy, because it's like, those type of people I get scared of, because it's like, why are you so concerned about my status and wanting to be closer to me only when I have something going for me? Like, that's not cool. Be around people, friends, family, even, you know, in a relationship, whatever, when they love you at your worst. I think that's the best way to determine who stays in and who stays out. Don't try to convince anyone to accept you. Try to convince yourself to accept yourself. I think that's the key. Too many times we get caught up with, you know, wanting others to applaud us, when in reality we should be validating our own selves no matter what. Like, you shouldn't be abandoning yourself because others abandon you, or others, you know, don't see your vision. And they don't need to see your vision, you know. If they weren't there from the beginning, they sure shouldn't be there towards the end, you know. That's kind of like my motto, my life motto. If you weren't there for me in the beginning, don't expect to be there when I'm reaping the successes of all the hard work that I put in. That's not to be, you know, full of myself. I encourage that to anyone. You need to stand up for yourself. Don't be a pushover. Don't let, you know, people just come around and, you know, basically like fabricate a fake relationship with you when they were never there nor did they care of your existence. Because just imagine, like, imagine if that person is coming closer to you or is attracted to you because of something you have. And that could be either a business or success, or I don't know, money, fame, anything like that. What if you didn't have that for some reason? Would those people still be around? Ask yourself that. If you can't answer that, or the answer is no, you probably don't want to keep those people around you. And that's not a bad thing. You're just making more room for new people to come into your life. And I think sometimes that's hard because it's somewhat like a grieving process of like, you know, I don't want to let go of this friendship. I don't want to let go of this relationship. I don't want to let go of this, you know, business partner, blah, 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 because of, you know, XYZ reasons. But just think that this person is like a heavy weight chained to your leg, okay? And if they're chained to your leg, wouldn't they be slowing you down for whatever it is you're dreaming and passionate about, which ultimately is you trying to be the best version of yourself? So with that said, at the end of the day, you gotta see the pros and cons of people you keep around you. You know, try to set up boundaries. Try to be assertive. You know, let people know that you will not tolerate disrespect. I don't know. That could be done in many ways. One way I do it is I vocalize it. Like, I do not like that. Another way is don't engage. Pull away from the person. If they have nothing positive to say to you or about you, pull away. And this is the same about businesses. Like, if you were to collaborate with an organization or a business, I'm not going to mention names, but there was this one organization that tried to collaborate with us, and they were putting our club under a bad light. And it was like, why would I want to collaborate with you if you're going to try to publicly humiliate, I can't even say the word, you guys. I'm like sipping on my coffee. I think I need a little more, probably because my energy is going down, and I need more coffee to kind of articulate my words better. But humiliate, there we go. So yeah, you do not want people that are criticizing you and not helping you grow what it is you're trying to do. You want people to applaud your work. Feedback is okay, but I think there's a way to give feedback without being insulting. And if people don't know the difference to that, you do not need to associate with an organization or people or anything of that matter. You're much more than that, and you have much more value than that. And that's what I tell my WAC leaders, or any of the members, that you need to be firm in your value. And so, I don't know, I talked about a lot of things in this podcast. I'm not even sure what I want to title it, but I think, this is what I was feeling today, and I felt that it was necessary to kind of put this in a podcast, because, you know, it just felt right. And yeah, so I'm going to kind of sit with what I just said to you guys and try to think of a title. But yeah, once I post this, it'll have a title, so you'll see what I came up with. But thanks for tuning in. Like I said, we're meeting our WAC leaders, we're having a meeting later today, so we're going to come up with another podcast. So today's podcast is, it's going to have music followed by this podcast, but then it'll be followed by another discussion with the leaders. I'm not exactly sure what we're going to talk about, but we definitely want to introduce majority of the leaders and just kind of show you what's on our minds and what we're thinking and what we're going to be doing. But other than that, have a WAC day and enjoy. So take care and talk to you guys soon. Bye. Hey everyone, it's Dr. Lena here, and we're on the walk again. I said it again. Okay, I'm leaving this recording on this time. It's the WAC podcast, and I just called it walk, and this is the second time I said that, but this time we're not going to start all over. Anyways, so we have a full house today. You guys heard my voice. Obviously, I'm here. Who else is here with us?
Bianca's here, head administrator.
Brittany's here, chief executive event coordinator.
And RP here, chief content director.
Cool. So we got a full house here. And we just finished eating at Earth Cafe. We had a group meeting. Some of our leaders aren't here today, but we're just catching up the leaders that weren't at our previous meeting. So you'll probably hear more podcasts with everyone, but for today it's us four. And so when we were eating, we were like, what should we talk about? And so we all decided mutually that we want to talk about women friendship. Is that the quality? How did we say it? Like
quality over quantity.
Okay, cool. So yeah, like that's what we decided to talk about. Mm-hmm. And I think B, you called it that, right? Do you want to start us off with some of your thoughts or how do we even get to this?
So we were just talking about some of our friendships, and I think it's important to just at some point in your life, I think everyone comes to a realization of their own worth, and everyone should really just take a step back to realize who they are surrounding themselves with. It takes a while to kind of realize what friends you are. Different friends for different purposes, but it really is quality over quantity, because personally, I rather have 2 close friends than 10 distant friends. Just because some friends might have different intentions for you and they might not always be good. So it's always good to, you know, select who you surround yourself with. And I think that really comes into play when you have a good judge of character for other people, when you know what type of people you want around you. I think you shouldn't be friends with people who weigh you down, bring any negativity in your life. And it's just, you know, self-worth, something that everyone should take a moment back and just, you know, weigh out pros and cons and see how your life would be without certain people. And usually it's for the benefit.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that, Bea. What do you girls think?
How we were talking earlier, it's like, based on personal experience, it's not all about where should I fit in. Personally for me, I used to have a bunch of friends, but they're all like negative energy. Now I have my one best friend who always supports me no matter what, which leads me to believe that you don't need a big group of friends. You just need that one or two people who will support you no matter what, doesn't matter what it is, and vice versa. Just a positive person in your life.
Awesome. What's on your mind, girl?
To add to that, I think it's really important to reflect on yourself and even look at the kind of friend you are to the people you surround yourself with. And I think it's also really important to look at who is toxic within your life and kind of define what makes a toxic friendship and how to avoid that, and just completely, you know, help yourself see it before a big issue arises, and just helps you in the future, and you don't have to deal with so much stress. But friendships are really important, and I think that people undervalue them, especially at this day and age. So I think it's really important to keep your valued friendships and remember that it takes two people. So
yeah, and that was Brittany, everyone, and before that was RP. It's Dr. Lena now, and I just wanted to say the girls are bringing home a very important message, and I think as the Women's Advocacy Club, we feel very honored to have these roles, but we also want to role model that, you know, girls can be friends, girls can support each other, girls can empower each other. And like Brittany said earlier, you know, it has to be mutual. You know, it shouldn't feel like you're chasing people to be your friends. Or earlier, RP was saying like fitting in. And then Bianca was talking about, you know, quality of friendship. Like, it's really important for us to show that sisterhood to our fan base and to our members and to our listeners and, you know, to anyone that's involved with us, even when they collaborate with us. It's like, we want to show healthy relationships, right, you guys? Like, it's not about toxic. Like, we don't, we were just talking about that, right? We're like, we don't want negativity.
Yeah. And to add to that, throughout your lifetime, people are going to come in and out of your life. And I believe if that's all meant to be, if someone is supposed to be your friend for 10 years, or if someone, you know, you're friends with for 1 year and after you lose touch with, I think that's all meant to happen for a reason. And you could have a friend for 10 years that you maybe don't want to let go of, but then it could be in your benefit. I think you should. And then there are people who you can know for 2 weeks and you have a better relationship with them than you would with someone you've been friends with for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a matter of what they bring to the table, how they add quality and value to your life. And yeah, you can have people who, you know, can bring stress into the relationship, who can weigh you down. And I think it's really important to just, you know, it's not worth it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not worth it.
I mean, adding on to that, that doesn't make the friend that brings negative energy into your life like a bad person. It's just you guys don't click, mm-hmm. your thoughts don't correspond with their thoughts. They can find someone that they could be best friends with forever, like rest of their life, and they think the same. They have the same kind of morals, I guess. That just doesn't make someone a bad person. You guys just don't agree with each other. So you just need to find someone, I guess, you click with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and adding on to what Bianca had said about, you know, having friends for 10 years, I think personally something that's been really hard to like accept, and I know a lot of other people as well, is sometimes you and your friends grow apart, and you have to understand that that's okay and that's meant to be. And sometimes the relationship can become very toxic if one person is trying to hold on really tight.
Yeah.
And so sometimes in life you just gotta learn to let it go, and you never know, in the future you guys might have like mutual interest and mm-hmm. life might bring you back, and yeah. you guys might be close again. And sometimes other people just change. Some people change for better,
yeah.
some people change for worse, and sometimes those friends actually teach you a lot about
yeah,
yourself.
It's a learning lesson.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you learn so much about what makes you a good friend. Sometimes, you know, the other person might leave you because you messed up, and you know, that's okay. We're human. We all make mistakes. You become a better person. You have more character after that. So yeah.
Yeah. And you know, I just wanted to also add, there's this idea that it's an all or nothing relationship. And what I mean by that is like, I think I heard you, Brittany, saying something about making mistakes, and I think that that's normal. Like, we have to allow for there to be room to make mistakes. That's different than what we're saying regarding toxic. Like, we're talking, sorry, I had a message come through. We're talking more like people weighing you down, negativity, trying to always criticize you, finding what's wrong with you, et cetera, et cetera. But for example, if you show up late to, you know, a coffee date, or if you can't make it to an event, or et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, I don't think those are factors of negativity, or those are necessarily things to, you know, want to jump to conclusion and to necessarily say, oh, I'm going to end the friendship. But, you know, it just, every relationship is different when it comes to friends, and every friend is different.
Yeah, because every individual is basically grown up on different values, cultures. Being late for one person can be a big deal, but being late for another person is a normal thing, right?
Exactly. So we have to be open to differences, but there has to be some foundation where mutual agreement,
understanding.
Yeah, and mutual vision. And if you see it's not going that way, it's okay. That's what we're trying to get at. It's okay to go your separate ways. It doesn't have to get dirty. It doesn't have to get nasty. And I think that's a lot of times what happens with women versus men. Mm-hmm. I want to kind of throw in a twist and compare our relationships, and girls, like, definitely jump in on this, but I think maybe that's why sometimes guys are able to keep their relationships so long. And I'm sorry if I'm making, you know, judgment here, but this is just my experience. I see guys being so transparent with each other. Like, yes. Hey, dude, I didn't like that you did. I mean,
the problem is that guys don't talk about their feelings with one another. So if one of a guy friend did do something another guy friend didn't like, it won't come up in a conversation. It gets ignored.
Right. Or
in my experience.
Even if it's not ignored, if they call each other out, they get over it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, it's like, excuse my language, but they might say, like, the F word or this or that. And then it's like, all right, buddy, we're friends again.
Yeah. Are we over it?
Yeah. Right? Yeah. So it's like, what can we advise our listeners, especially the women? What are some whack tips we can give?
One thing I've, like, personally experienced is sometimes you want to be, like, an amazing friend to someone who's having a really hard time, but you need to understand that sometimes there's people who don't understand how to help themselves in their life, or they project all of their issues upon you, and you just feel, like, so weighed down, like, you're responsible for getting them through everything or holding their hand, and sometimes people just need that because they don't have a source of companionship or support anywhere else. Do not let people do that to you, because it's very manipulative and it can be very abusive, and you need to have boundaries with people and say, okay, this is affecting me negatively, it's time to let it go. So I know that's something that definitely you should be careful with and look out for, and it'll just help you have a better well-being, healthier friendships.
Mm-hmm. So that was a tip from Brittany. RP, do you have a whack tip?
I think talking it out, just like you said, how there's, like, guys who just, like, say their feelings, like, hey, you did this, I didn't like it, and they get over it. I feel like we should, like, as women should be able to talk it out. Yeah, we'll argue probably, but then you get it out on the table, you can fix it, find, like, something, either you can fix it or let go of the friendship on, like, good terms. Don't be on bad terms. Like, you see each other, hey, how are you? How's your day? How's life? But don't hold a grudge against each other.
Yes, and it's better to talk about it than hold it in or wait to talk about it. Yeah, because it just kind of, like, sits there and lingers, and you kind of get more angry. So I feel like it's better to just get it out on the table, talk about it, and obviously, you know, be tactful and you know, remember that you care about the friend and you love the friend. And so if you want to keep the friendship, then you want to definitely put it out in the open. And
like, on top of that, Dune, I feel like you shouldn't bring someone else into the problem.
No.
Like, don't, like, talk behind someone else's back. Like, mm-hmm. Hey, they did this. Like, this is why I'm mad. Don't talk to them. No, like, talk to each other and talk it out. Mm-hmm. Find a solution. And then just either stay friends or go your separate ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I just want to add that, you know, consulting with mentors or friends that, you know, there's a difference between gossiping and consulting and asking. Like, I've been in a lot of tough situations, and I remember I've gone to my mom, I've gone to, you know, close people that I can trust, and I know they're not going to go and amplify and, you know, spread what I'm saying. But sometimes we get stuck, right? Like, we really don't know if we should keep a friend or not. Yeah. Because sometimes it is confusing. Is it toxic? Yeah. Am I being over emotional?
Exactly.
Am I sensitive to the situation? Mm-hmm. So I think my whack tip for today, along with some of the other tips that were said, is let it settle. Like, let the dust settle, let the smoke clear. See how you feel about it after you sleep on it. Maybe let a couple days pass. Let your emotions calm down. And yeah, and then maybe consult with a couple people that you trust, and then see how you want to move forward. That's what I would say. But did you have another, or you didn't even get to say if you had a tip or anything,
yeah,
Bianca?
My tip is just that if there is a problem in a friendship, I think it 100% should be talked about between the people it's happening between, because if it doesn't, and it goes on for longer, the truth gets twisted. Other people get involved, and then there becomes 10 sides to the story. So both the people hear different things, and then it becomes more complicated than it should be. Mm-hmm. But they should always be talked, and even if it doesn't work out after the talk, it should still be mutual, so that there isn't any hatred towards one another. It should just remain mutual, maybe just not talk to them after that, and that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think it's a problem with effort. One person could be putting in effort to try to fix the problem or talk it out, but from the other side, that person doesn't want to. And I feel like I see that a lot between friendships. You might be putting in a lot of effort to try to fix things between them, and the other person just doesn't care to do so.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're in a situation like that, you should just let it go. Stop trying to fix something, because I feel like it kind of puts you in a vulnerable position. And I think it's important for women to be strong and just to, you know their worth, and just know that you put in the effort, and if that other person didn't put in the effort to fix things, then that's fine.
Yeah. And I think we can all agree that we've all gone through this.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's nodding their head, so everyone's saying yes. And it's hard, right, you guys? Like, it's not fun losing a friend. Like, it's making me tear up right now, like, as I'm saying this, because, you know, we lose a lot of people, but then we also gain a lot of people. So don't forget that. Like, sometimes we go our separate ways, and Brittany was saying earlier, you never know. You might, cross paths again, and there is something magical about letting things mm-hmm. happen on their own.
Yeah.
If it's not working at the mm-hmm. time where the friendship is already parting ways, it's okay. Sorry, we're not trying to make you guys sad now, but these are things we want to talk about. We want to support you guys and talk about these hard things.
It's definitely hard to lose a close friend, but I think once you lose someone, you gain someone also who might be more of a better friend to you than you realize.
Yeah. And
the
you deserve.
Process of it, and when you're in the process of losing a friend, someone could be, you know, helping you get through it. And then you realize, oh, I actually do have a really good friend on the other hand. Mm-hmm. So you gain some, you lose some.
Yeah, yeah. And I think losing friends, you also gain better perspectives of yourself.
Yeah.
And what kind of people you want to surround yourself with as well. So definitely helps in the long run.
It's a learning experience. I think it makes you a better person, makes you find who you are, who you want to be friends with, associate yourself with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, we hope that you guys enjoyed I'm having tongue twisters, Freudian slips today. But I hope you guys enjoyed our podcast today. We genuinely just wanted to share our experiences of friendships, specifically with women. And so we hope that the take-home message is that always pick quality over quantity. Even if you have one friend who's your best friend or just a good friend, don't let go of them. You know, more will come, you'll meet more people, and we encourage you guys to join our organization. That's the point. We're a sisterhood, we're friends, we're mentors, and we're here to support you guys. So other than that, if no one has anything else to say, I think we're good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
bye
you guys. Thank you.